This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're devoting our weekly archive edition of the show to concerts recorded in our studio. Each of the performers in this part of our show plays music firmly rooted in their region of America. Jay McShann is considered the last surviving master of the boogie-woogie and blues associated with Kansas City. He also holds an important place in jazz history as the leader of the band with which Charlie Parker made his recording debut in 1941. When McShann visited our studio in 1987, we were lucky enough to get him to sing as well as play.
And when I growl too old to dream, your love will be in my heart. So kiss me, oh kiss me my sweet, and now let us part. And when I growl old to dream, well, your love will be in my heart. Kiss me, my sweet, and now, oh, let us part. And when I growl too old to dream, your love will be in my heart. Well, your love will be in my heart. Well, your love will be in my heart.
Jay McShann, recorded in 1987. We move from Kansas City-style piano to the country-flavored guitar picking of Doc Watson. Watson was one of the stars of the 60s folk revival and is now one of the most revered performers in folk music. For many years, he performed with his guitar-playing son, Merle. After Merle was killed in a 1985 tractor accident, Doc Watson temporarily stopped performing. When he joined us in 1989, he brought with him the fine guitarist, Jack Lawrence. They played a song by Mississippi John Hurt.
I think we'll do one that Merle and I, my son Merle and I, learned from John Hurt. A good old tune called Make Me Down a Pallet on Your Floor. Pallet on your floor, make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low, And then maybe my good gal, she won't know I'm going up the country through that sleet and snow. Going up the country through that sleet and snow. Yes, I'm going up the country through that sleet and snow. Ain't no telling just how far I'll go. Getting my breakfast here and my dinner in Tennessee. Get breakfast here and dinner in Tennessee. Gonna get my breakfast here, my dinner in Tennessee. Told you I was coming, so you better look for me. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. Then maybe my good gal, she won't know. What do you think about it, Jack? Yeah, I like that notion right there. Well, you know that I can't lay down on your bed. Now, honey, I can't lay down on your bed. No, baby, can't lay down across that pretty bed. Cause my good woman, she might kill me dead. And don't you let my good gal catch you here. Hey, don't you let my good gal catch you here. If you do, she may shoot you. She might cut and stab you too. Ain't no telling what that gal might do. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down? Make it soft and low. And then maybe my good gal, she won't know. The way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. The way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Yeah, the way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. I think I'll turn and try sleeping on my side. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. And then maybe my good gal, she won't know. Let's play some country counterpoint, son. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, make it over, close behind that door. Make it where your good man will never go.
All right.
Doc Watson, recorded in 1989. We're featuring concerts from our archives on this edition of Fresh Air. Our last two performers are both products of New Orleans. Mac Rebenack is a pianist, singer, and songwriter. In the 1960s, he took on the stage name of Dr. John the Night Tripper, and he developed a psychedelic voodoo act. He eventually dropped the act, but the name stuck. His best-known songs include Right Place, Wrong Time, and Such a Night. When he came to our studio in 1988, he played a song by one of his favorite songwriters, Hoagy Carmichael.
I'd like to decompose a couple of Hoagy's tunes for you right now, starting with an old tune called Up the Lazy River. Up the lazy river and a million real stream. Lazy, lazy river where we can sit and dream. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles and dream a dream with me. Up the lazy river by the old mill run. Lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Blue skies up above and everyone's in love. Up the lazy river with me. The lazy river with me. Now up the lazy river by the old mill stream. That lazy, lazy river where we could just sit and dream. linger in the shade of a pine oak tree. So wear your troubles, boy, dream a dream with me. Up the lazy river, by the old mill run. That lazy little river, in the noonday sun. Then blue skies up above, and everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy we could be. Up the lazy river with me.
Dr. John, recorded in 1988. Our final performer has known Dr. John for years and has even produced him. Alan Toussaint is one of the key behind-the-scenes figures of New Orleans rock and roll. As a producer, pianist, arranger, and songwriter, he worked on many of the classic sessions that came out of New Orleans in the 60s. He later wrote the La Belle hit, Lady Marmalade, and the Pointer Sisters hit, Yes We Can. When he came to our studio in 1988, he played several of his best-known songs from the early 60s. I know another song you wrote that was a big hit, I guess it was the early 60s, Working in a Coal Mine. Lee Dorsey recorded it.
The Lee Dorsey, yes.
Now, I remember when I interviewed you a few months back, you explained that you had never been in a coal mine when you wrote this song.
Not only never been, I don't know anyone who's ever been in a coal mine. And I don't know why that came. Lee Dorsey was a great inspiration for me. When it was time to write for him, I would just sit back and begin to listen to the sound of his voice. And I could always hear him singing lines to songs that I hadn't written yet in my mind. And one day, while sitting on St. Philip Street in New Orleans, I heard him saying, "Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down." I have no idea why. And it was like three times faster when it came to my mind than we end up recording it. But he was a great inspiration. His voice sounded like a smile to me. And I wrote lots of songs for him, just loads of them.
Which way do you play with Coal Mine, fast or slow?
Oh, I play it somewhere in, a little slower than maybe he did it, yes.
Would you do it for us?
We'll give it a go. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on now? Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. Of course I make a little money hauling coal by the ton, but when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun. Too tired for fun now. Working in the coal mine, going down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, about to slip down. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Alan Toussaint, recorded in 1988. I hope you've enjoyed this selection of studio performances from our archives. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.